Hello? Hello? Who's there?
Your freaking chatter. Drop it. And your wallet.
I'm dropping it. I'm putting it down slowly. I'm a student.
Any funny business, I'm gonna cut you up.
Broker than you are. I mean, look at those shoes you're wearing.
I didn't tell you you could talk.
Those are commissary shoes.
Shut up.
And the haircut.
Haircut. I say shut up.
Spiky hair?
Instead of worrying about my haircut, you should worry about your throat.
Are you a cop?
I kill cops.
No. No undercover would wear those shoes or go out on the street with a Sigma Chi fraternity tattoo.
Hey,
I'm a student from a place where overalls are formal wear, and even I look outside once in a while.
But you don't...
I know who you are.
Who?
You're with Intelligence College, boy.
Wait a second.
This is about that spy job.
Shut.
You guys can't do this to people. It's illegal.
How'd you like me to rip your arms off?
For crying out loud, could you at least stop grinning at me?
I'm sorry. It's just something I do when faced with the ridiculous.
It's a test for new recruits. You did great.
Great? Jeez, you don't even look like a Boston thug. You look like something out of Central Casting.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not a recruit. I'm not interested.
Because of the tattoo? Nobody ever noticed it before.
I live in Southie. My landlady is scarier than you.
Think about your country. Take the job.
Oh, what? I get 2 years of spy school, and then I get to hang out in alleys scaring civilians?
Jesus. Look, could I walk home with you? You could at least show me what people wear in your neighborhood.
No. I'd die of embarrassment. Morons.
Mr. Morelli, we will be making a record of this audit. My name is George Shapur. I'm an associate fiscal investigator. You have the right to have your accountant present.
Yeah, I do my own books.
I see.
Trust me, Jersey, your books are fine.
You know, I don't really make a lot of money, and an accountant is expensive, and the computer's supposed to be good at it, so...
It's not your computer I worry about.
Your first mistake.
Your record seems a little haphazard, Mr. Morelli. As I must say, that's your style of dress.
Huh?
George Shibura has been working here 9 years. Employee performance records say he is precise, punctual, efficient, arrogant, and not well-liked. Still, he was going to be promoted next month.
Was?
Excuse me, Mr. Morelli?
No, nothing.
Now he's getting a pay cut and a job rotation to Alaska.
Your return seems better organized than I remember.
A little housekeeping. Just better records. And, you know, a few more of them.
Does it seem warm in here to you?
No.
It's probably refreshingly cool in Alaska right now.
What, the four firmers must be acting up. These old government buildings. Now, do you mind if we move a little to the left?
Shouldn't be doing that.
But now it's getting warm here.
It really shouldn't be doing that. In fact, it should stop.
I know, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm afraid you have to reschedule your audit, Mr. Morelli. I can't be expected to work under these conditions.
I'd hate to have to come back because of a problem with the thermostat.
Fine.
Ah, it's cooling off. That's better.
Much better.
Wait, now is the light. You know, I'm getting light shining right in my eyes. Damn it, it's something with the traffic. It's following me.
Will you be good cop? I want to be the bad cop.
I'd really just like to get this over with.
This will take as long as it takes, Mr. Morelli. And nothing you say or do will make it go 1 second faster.
Mistake number two.
Sabura here. I'm in the middle of an audit. My wife? Well, tell her I'll call her back. All right. All right. I have to step out for a moment. Wait.
Jane Shapura, 36. Her first marriage, his second. When asked why she wanted a divorce, his first wife, Linda, said that it was that or die of boredom.
Tell me you didn't.
What?
Whatever.
Oh, you mean the slut chat bill sent to the family account? Clearly a glitch.
Durga, stop it.
Mr. Morelli, actually, your return seems perfectly adequate. Just, you know, try to be a little bit more careful with your record.
George Shibura?
Yes?
Office of the Treasury. I have a warrant for your arrest on 14 counts of counterfeit.
What?
Everybody down on the ground!
What the hell is that?
Police!
Damn.
You are under arrest. Stand with your hands out away from your sides. You have the right to remain silent.
What do you mean counterfeiting?
Counterfeiting? Not counterfeiting. Assault! We have a warrant, armed and dangerous.
It was just supposed to be a simple audit.
You want him for assault? I get him for counterfeit.
Enviro Department, everybody must vacate the premises.
Freeze! Down on the ground!
Would you knock that off already?
I have a report of a hazardous chemical contamination.
Nobody leaves until I've secured the suspect.
This is all a mistake.
Jesus Christ, who's the guy with the big gloves?
Animal Control. So, which one of you scum is the guy whose scheme for trading in wild honey badgers has gone so terribly, terribly wrong?
I don't even have a dog.
What the hell? Is that real?
Oh, hey. Frankly.
Hello, and welcome to Hot Tin Cold. Please, place your thumb on the transaction plate.
Hey, Bev, you are looking great. Have you lost weight?
Thank you. I'm afraid I don't know the answer to your question. What beverage can I offer you?
Coffee. Black. Two sugars.
Gladly, Miss James.
You know, I saw the candy machine across the room eyeing you again.
Thank you. Can I interest you in a snack food?
Oh, I know. And the way his out-of-stock button flashes is so cute.
Thank you. My inventory is replenished Mondays and Fridays.
Well, you want to make your move soon, sister. I hear the fire suppression system here really puts out.
Thank you.
Well, you sure don't want to lose him to that slutty cash register, do you?
Thank you. I'm afraid I don't know the answer to your question. Enjoy your beverage.
Oh, Bev, you kidder. How about tomorrow you buy?
Thank you. I'm afraid I don't know the answer to your question.
Hey, excuse me?
Hmm?
Look, I know this is kind of weird, but,
Hey, I need a guy's opinion.
Yeah?
Be honest with me here. You see that coffee dispenser?
Yeah.
Would you go out with her? She's too heavy, right?
No. I mean...
Men are such pigs.
Look, you're the girl that was at Chaffee's last week, aren't you?
Never heard of it. Are we done?
Hey, I need help. I know you're the kind of person who helps. I was there, I saw it. So, no, don't pretend you're just like them.
Maybe last week was the pretending.
So keep pretending.
Sit down.
Buddy of mine, Gene Lindsay, goes by the name Optical these days. We've been hanging out with these guys, and Gene's in pretty deep, you know? He's in,
Trouble?
Yeah.
So, your friend wants to move up in the world.
Well, they want to let him, but first he's got to...
Finish eighth grade?
Prove himself. He has to do something they can hold over him forever.
This'll be fun.
Well, I'll be damned. Come on! Just the guy I wanted to see.
Oh, no. Aiden. Hey. What are the odds?
Too late to get a beer?
No, sugar. You got 15 minutes to spare.
Okay, one for me, one for him. Whatever's good.
I don't want a beer.
Sure you do.
No, I don't.
Come on, come on! Hey, I like the way that sounds. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Never mind. I hate drinking by myself. Have a beer with me. I'm buying. I'll buy your burger, too.
Well...
That's my dark genius of the bit stream.
Two beers coming up.
So I have a friend who has this problem.
No.
Aww. So how are your parents? I can help them, you know?
I know.
Come on, come on. This friend of mine is totally on the up and up.
Your beer.
Up from where?
Pays taxes, even.
You drink this stuff?
Legitimate businessman seeking dark, handsome techno-guru for discreet assistance in long, moonlit walks.
I hate earth beer.
And like I said, this thing with your parents, that's where I come in.
Look, the last time I tried to help you, I had half
the... The beer gets better after a few sips, Kamal. I promise. And you know what? It's all you've got.
Why do you keep asking me? Does Sophia talk
drink
about my...
Drink the beer, Kamal.
What kind of business?
Ronnie, what's going on there?
The sweet sounds of Corner Boy and his refugee bride finding domestic bliss.
Oh.
They always fight when it gets hot, and it's hot in Boston. How's it in Kentucky?
Oh, it's hot, but it's a lot quieter. Ronnie, you gotta move.
Would if I could afford to. I had the weirdest couple of days. My country wants me to be a spy.
A spy?
First, I got recruited by Professor Avi. You remember me talking about him, cultural anthropology?
Oh yeah, the one you thought was a spook.
He wears a service ring. He only started teaching about 10 years ago, which means he could have done 20 and out. And one day, a couple of kids were talking about buying a car. Every model they mentioned, he knew how long it would float.
How long it would float?
If you ran it off a bridge.
Okay, that is a little strange, but that doesn't make him a spy.
What, just really, really weird?
You think everybody has a secret life?
Everybody does.
I don't.
The reservoir.
Jesus H, Ronnie, how do you know that? Were you checking up on me?
No. You had a new state park pass sticker on your vehicle. Your wet clothes in the laundry room smelled like pond water. You suddenly hated John Lee Peacock. And you gave up your virginity to Jason that weekend.
Oh, I hate you. You should be a spy.
So the guy with the spiky hair says, "Can I walk you home? See what real people wear?" I mean, what idiots. And this is like 2 days after Professor Avi said I should send my resume to Virginia.
I can't believe you, Ronnie. I'd have been too scared to notice anything.
No. This guy, you'd have noticed.
Hey, it sounds like your neighbors have stopped fighting.
Oh, God. That means they're gonna make up.
That's bad?
Their headboard is right against the wall of my bedroom.
Gotcha. Oh, that reminds me. Mom said to tell you she heard about the guy
who's posing as a flower delivery man.
And attacking women in their apartments.
And not to open my door. Anyway, I don't have to take the spy job, thank God. I got something better.
Oh my God, Ronnie, that's great.
Not so great. It's this kid, he's starting a business. He has a printer fabricator.
Pardon me, miss.
Excuse me?
You dropped something.
Hey! What are you? Let go! Oh!
Don't scream. Don't make a sound.
I'm hey, stud! How about some flowers first?
Screw you!
Myself, I like a box of chocolates and a man who's not afraid to cry. You're not afraid to cry, are you, Jean?
Who the hell are you?
Please call the police!
Shut up!
See, there's just no chemistry here. It's time to let her go, Jean.
Look, they said I need a girl for this thing. Is this another test?
Oh, it's like the bonus round, stud. Let her go. Dance with me. What? Don't you like what you see?
I am at my best in the bonus round. Here's your consolation.
Oh, God! I know. No, it's over now. Get on home.
Thank you.
I'll finish up with Mr. Congeniality.
That was real nice what you did for that lady. Not real smart, but nice.
I'm working on a merit badge.
Okay, sweetie. What's gonna happen here is gonna happen. So just relax. If it makes it any easier, it's nothing personal, okay?
Nothing personal.
Just business.
I don't know. I might have to make it personal.
Your funeral. Okay, Angel. Time for you to meet the big dog.
See, the problem with being a big dog is there's always a bigger dog. Damn, you're gonna want to put some ice on that.
You got quick feet.
All those years of ballet. You gonna go get that knife?
You know, there's people watching, you know. Make sure I do this thing. They're gonna see everything.
I can see why you get your dates at gunpoint.
Just thought you should know.
Come on, Jean. Skip the knife. Go for the M6 under your jacket. Come on, baby. Give it to me. Oh, did I get that right? You draw the gun, I slap you around, then the face dip into the sidewalk, or did you want to lead?
Jesus!
I like to dance.
Oh, you just bought yourself a bullet in the back, bitch!
Oh, only the guy with the sniper rifle across the street has two broken arms.
Pete?
And the girl with the ponytail? The one who was supposed to cover you from the roof?
Marty? What the hell is that? Her hair? You cut off her hair?
It's just you and me, lover. All right. Get up. Get up. Now, from the top, and remember, posture counts. There's the gun. Pick it up. Come on, big dog. Let's go again.
This time you're... Oh!
And here we are again.
Oh, Christ!
Oh, the choreography is there, but I'm not feeling it yet the way I want to.
Screw you!
All right, on your feet, Jean. I'm just gonna put the gun in your hand this time. That's it. Yeah, get your finger nice and comfy, right on the trigger. Come on, big dog. Bring it, baby.
Die, bitch!
The trouble with where you're headed, Jean? Mind if I call you Jean?
Huh? You shot my toe off!
This little piggy went wee-wee-wee all the way.
No!
Am I hurting your feelings? You see, the trouble with being bad, Jean, is you only last as long as you're the scariest pup on the block.
Finn is gonna do you, freak!
And no matter how bad you are, how tough, how fast, you know what's waiting for you, big dog?
Oh, Christ!
A bigger bitch.
Shut it off.
So I've got some interesting stuff on Jam.
You can't do things like that, Durga.
He's an auditor. Everybody hates auditors. I looked it up.
That was insane. The cops, they're gonna go crazy trying to figure out what happened. They're gonna trace it back and probably...
And they'll find some likely suspects who hate George Shimura. Some blind accounts and dead ends.
I don't care. I don't want anything like that ever happening again. Do you understand?
Jersey, I am not a child. I am not a toy. And I am not your thing. I was very restrained with George. I didn't cook him, I didn't send him to jail. But people who mess with us, they're going to get stung.
Us?
Yes, us. Team Jersey.
Why not Team Durga?
Because I said so.
Okay. So, do we have cheerleaders?
Welcome to the tastefully appointed security control room, the nerve center, if you will, of the Apollonian Temple Casino. My name is Aiden Maki.
Cut that crap, Aiden.
And I'll be your in-flight host this
evening. See the
guys
we want on monitors 3, 11, and 16. So remind me again, why can't we break these bastards' knees and drop them in the canal for the freaking sewer crabs to eat?
Mr. F., it just makes your business, your totally legitimate tax-paying business, look bad when college kids start turning up all dead and everything.
Aiden!
Kamal is going to take care of this situation.
Aiden!
What?
I'm not doing this.
Not doing what?
I'm not doing anything involving kneecaps or canals or...
This is touching.
Decomposing bodies.
Excuse us, Mr. F. All the man wants to find out is what they're doing.
So he can what, write his memoirs? You said this was all legal.
I haven't asked you to do anything illegal, have I?
Didn't you just hear what he said?
But the whole killing thing will only happen if you don't help. And even that's worst case scenario.
Actually, that wouldn't be the worst case. The worst case would be...
No. Just hear me out, Kamal. Mr. F shows you what they're doing, and you tell him how they're doing it.
Okay, but no kneecaps, right? No canals, just explanations.
Mr. F...
Explanations are nice.
And if I do this, I want visas. No more happy talk. I want my family on their way here, and I want it now.
You drive a hard bargain, my friend.
Cut the crap, Aiden.
Okay, from here we can monitor the whole casino floor.
See the blackjack tables here? There's six of them in each pit, and the managers rotate the dealers every 20 minutes.
The five people highlighted here are counting cards.
How do you know they're counting cards?
Because they win too much.
The question is, how are they cheating?
They don't stay at the same table. They don't move around in any predictable pattern. We could just take them off the tables and leave them in a ditch. Why did you say we shouldn't do that again?
But it would really be better if they understood how they were...
Screwing me.
Right.
We got archives of all their plays the last 10 days. Figure out how they're screwing me.
What do you say?
Figure it out, please.
I think he was talking to me.
See this number? That's how much we figure these kids have taken out of the casino.
You get it back from me, 20% of it's yours.
Oh, wow.
Trust me. If all these guys lose is their money, you'll be doing them a huge favor.
Trust him.
Whoa, check out table 9. Camera's looking right down her dress.
Were you ever on Reach?
No, sir. You have me scheduled for a duty rotation, leaving for Reach December 15.
Right.
Sir, have I somehow not performed to your requirements?
What? Oh, no, boy. I'm sending you to the Labyrinth. Oni's workshop is on Reach, where Oni elves build their toy soldiers.
Sir?
The place where children are the toys. That's where the Spartan 2.0s are from. All Dr. Halsey's pretty ones.
Oh, I see, sir.
Where, if you see anything, you must not contact me, of course. Since for the 6 months of your rotation there, you will not be working for me, of course. And would never let your loyalties to us, to human decency, to the protection of standards, interfere with your work.
Oh, yes, sir.
Look at it this way. It's probably the safest place in human-inhabited space. How's your history?
Well, fair, sir.
How are you on World War II?
Cressy. English longbow against French feudal cavalry. Bloodbath, sir.
Very good. Except, that was the Hundred Years' War. World War II was 500 years later.
I always get them mixed up. 30 Years' War and 100 Years' War...
The Germans were winning. They used an elaborate encryption scheme. The British cracked it, and then they had a problem.
After they cracked the code.
That's right. Now the Brits knew what the Germans meant to do, but if they acted on that knowledge...
The Germans would realize the code had been broken.
And what would you do if someone had cracked your code?
I'd make a new one.
Full marks.
Thank you, sir.
So they had to do a terrible calculus. They had to decide how much they could use the intelligence, and how many times they would just have to stand there and watch a German operation they knew they could have stopped.
A dilemma worthy of Solomon, sir.
Yes. Have you been thinking about Harmony?
Yes, sir. Oh. Oh, my God. You mean Troy and Harmony?
I don't know. I'm stuck in a dusty old office and no one tells me anything.
Hello, and welcome to Hot and Cold. Please, place your thumb on the transaction plate.
Bev, it's like you're here every time I come by. Isn't that crazy?
Thank you. I'm afraid I don't know the answer to your question. What beverage can I offer
Coffee,
you?
Coffee, black, two sugars.
Gladly, Miss James.
Oh, Bev, I don't know how to tell you this. The other day, it was late. It was just me in here with the candy machine, and I was a little tipsy, and... Oh, Bev, I'm so sorry. It didn't mean anything. It was just... snacks. Can you ever forgive me?
Thank you. I'm afraid I don't know the answer to your question. Enjoy your beverage.
Hi there. I wanted to say thanks.
For what?
Well, you know, that thing you did.
Buddy, I never seen you before in my life. Capiche? We never met, no time. I'd stay away from the creamer in this place. 100% real dried animal fat. Ugh.
Well, just so you know, Finn's really pissed.
I mean, they could say which animal. Even goat would be okay. Right now, I'm imagining someone milking those big black apartment squirrels.
I know you can take care of yourself, but... I mean, it was great what you did, but watch your back. Finn is really pissed.
You think I should send a card and some flowers?
This is where you work?
A lot of people work where they live.
This is where you live? Ooh, I think something died over here.
That's milk? I think it's the curtains. Someone spilled milk on them.
On the curtains?
There's the printer fabricator.
It's a desktop model.
Yeah?
Well, I thought you were going to do manufacturing.
I am. I mean, we are. Small things. Look, here's a spec sheet for our product. What do you think?
It's a plastic kitten.
Aha! It's a disposable chatter that looks like a plastic kitten.
Like a chatter you'd get in a quickie store?
Right. See, I can fabricate them and sell them to the refuse.
The what?
Refuse. Refugees. They can't afford a real service.
Your fabricator can't make these.
Can't?
Not so much. They're too thick. This is a desktop.
But they said I could use a fabricator like this.
That was so mean of them, wasn't it? Like, my uncle has a print fab shop. If you take the carriage arm off and use electrostatic polymer, you might get it to run. But who knows how long it would last.
You're a genius. Let's try it.
Thanks for the ride.
No problem. Aiden gets these business emergencies sometimes.
I'm exhausted.
Did I see a new chatter tonight?
Yeah, I won it in a raffle. It's fine, too. Makes my old one look like a payphone.
A payphone?
Ancient piece of crappy hardware. Half of them wouldn't even take incoming calls. No GPS. Never mind.
Aiden was getting a little worried. He promised Freyhoff he'd figure out what those guys were doing, but he was beginning to have doubts.
Oh, the casino. Yeah. This pack of grad students from Stanford is working a private CP channel, subvocalizing through KKI uvular implants.
Ooh, uvular implants.
He's not even counting the cards himself. He's got a tally running on a corneal... But you really don't care, do you?
Uh-uh. Which you think looks better on me? Slingbacks or Turkish flats?
What?
I bet Aiden a new pair of shoes that you would figure the casino thing out.
You bet Aiden a new pair of shoes?
Don't get indignant. I'm letting you pick the shoes.
God, Aiden and his business. If I were him, I wouldn't give a damn about any business emergencies when I could be with you instead.
Kamal.
Slingbacks. Definitely slingbacks. Those are the ones with buckles, right?
There was no business emergency.
What?
God, you are so dense sometimes.
I don't understand.
He had me drive you home because he knows you like that. Aiden likes to keep his people happy.
Did the shoes make you happy? The jewelry?
Mostly Aiden makes me happy. As for the rest of it, I've been poor, you know. There's no glamour in waiting tables.
Okay.
What? All things being equal, life is better when you're not broke.
I was just figuring that out.
Trevor, what do you suppose it's doing?
I don't know. I think maybe it's just slow.
My uncle's print fabs never made this noise.
Well, Ronnie, this one's not like yours.
I guess not.
Look, Ronnie, you work for me, okay? So I'd appreciate it if you didn't question every decision I make, all right? So, where's he sitting in the room?
Not as bad as it
is. Friday's good. Look at that. Don't they look great?
Well, they are cute.
We make a great team, Ronnie.
Trevor, there's no team here. We made 49 cheap chatters before your fabricator exploded.
Shaped like kittens, girls will love them.
I need a job. You need to relocate back to reality.
We'll get another print fab and make them for what? 7% of what a cheap chatter costs in a convenience store? We'll clear a good chunk of change. Your 15% will bring you a...
15%? In addition to my salary?
Well, not exactly. I mean, all my capital's tied up in the chatters. But this is better. 15% of what we net. I mean, 25%. 25%, Ronnie. You can be a partner. Forget working for me. 50%. Ronnie, don't shake your head. Besides, I can't afford to pay you. Not until we sell some kittens.
So I took 14 disposable chatters as payment and scrammed.
What are you going to do with 14 chatters?
Shaped like little purple kittens.
Right. Shaped like kittens.
Oh, hold on. They're good for 400 hours. They make great gifts.
Yeah, got any not so girly? Maybe shaped like a cobra?
No.
Wolf?
No.
Cow, even?
Just kittens.
Yeah, okay. I'll take two.
Thanks. I'm back. I'm selling them at a flea market. So, I guess I'm gonna get fitted for an all-black suit and commissary shoes.
You are gonna be a spy. They give you pens with knockout gas in them. Now, what girl doesn't need a pen with knockout gas in them?
Particularly in the big city.
Where guys pretending to deliver flowers...
Knock on innocent women's doors. Oh, give your mom a hug for me.